Today I want to address for you what to do when you have two employees in your restaurant who absolutely hate each other.
Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, my name is Ryan Gromp and I'm an author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and the founder of therestaurantboss.com as well as restaurantprofitandperformance.com. And I got emailed a question a couple of weeks ago from someone on my email list that said, I have two employees who absolutely hate each other. What can I do about it? So he and I went back and forth a little bit and it turns out these two employees really did hate each other. But the root cause of hate always comes down to fear. So what I want you to do when you have two employees who aren't getting along well, or if it's gone so far as they absolutely hate each other, like these two employees did, I want you to first get the mindset that this hatred always comes from fear. Now, once you know that, we can move on to the first step here. That first step is I want you to remove any bias or favoritism. Oftentimes, when two employees are bickering, it builds and it builds and it builds, and if it ever builds to this point of hatred, you have probably taken a side by this point, by the point that you realize that something needs to be done. You're probably seeing one employee as more right than the other. You're probably favoring one employee over the other. So what I need you to do is to remove any bias, to kind of take a deep breath, look at the situation objectively, and kind of start over in your head, and just kind of clear that away. Because the next step is going to be to sit down and talk with these two employees one-on-one. Don't let them know that you're talking to each other. Don't make it a big deal. Just pull the first employee aside and say, hey, I was wondering if you had a few minutes and we can talk today. What I want you to ask that employee are questions about their comfort level in your restaurant, in the business. Do they have a clear path to promotion? Do they know the difference between if they're doing a good job or a poor job? Have they been rewarded lately? Is there a system in place for any kind of reward? Do they know exactly what their tasks are, what their job duties and responsibilities are? These are the kinds of questions that you want to ask the employee. And if they're vague in their responses to any of these, then you need to work with that employee to make sure that that's clear. But that should also send up a red flag to you that other employees might be feeling the same way. So maybe you need to work on getting some systems in place for whatever weaknesses you see that that employee brought to your attention. So go through that with both employees and then sit back down with them one-on-one and address their concerns. If they don't know how to get promoted or they don't know if they're doing a good job in your restaurant, that's going to create this kind of fear inside and they're going to take it out on possibly another employee. So that's the first step. The second step is at the end of that conversation to let the employee know that you're going to be on top of this. So you're going to be watching it like a hawk. And what I want you to do is I want you to give both employees accurate, firm, real-time feedback if you see any of this behavior happening. Don't brush it off and don't say, oh, we're working on it, and don't let it fester for any longer. If you see bickering between the two of them, I want you to stop it right then and there and give them both feedback. If you're in a meeting and one of these employees is doing some training for the rest of the group and the other employee, the ones that hate each other, are off in the back and he starts goofing around, then pull him aside as soon as that meeting's over and say, hey, I noticed that when Steve started talking, you started goofing around. Why is that? What happened there? And I want you to ask open-ended questions. Whenever you're delivering feedback one-on-one to someone, explain the behavior, then ask an open-ended question and see what their response is. Those open-ended questions like, why did you behave that way? Lets it open up, lets them express to you what's going on. And so again, I want you to deliver firm, precise, and real-time feedback to both of them during this sort of mediation period. And then the third step, if it gets to this point, if you haven't addressed it by this point, is to get the two of them in an office together with you. And when they're in the office together, your job is to facilitate the conversation, not to run the conversation, not to say this is unacceptable behavior, not to say if you guys don't fix this, I'm going to fire both of you. That's not what we're trying to do here. What we're trying to do here is to get them to relate as humans to each other. So you want to ask questions like, when you act this way, how do you think that makes Steve feel? Or when you say things like that, how do you think that makes Bob feel, or Erica, or whatever their name is? And then let them use their words. Let them explain what they mean in front of the other person. And I think what you'll find is that when they're face to face with each other, and when you ask a fair and honest question like that, they're going to start relating to each other as human beings, and that should help you solve your problem. Again, the most important thing to remember here through all of these steps, through any conflict resolution, is that if two employees hate each other or if they're not getting along, it's always a root stem of fear. There's always some form of fear that is causing this to happen. Plus, this is going to be great for your sort of leadership muscles here. Conflict resolution is one of the best things you can do to become a great leader in your restaurant. Because remember, this is worth it. It's worth it when you have good employees to get through this, because your job is to manage systems and develop people. And this conflict resolution is a great way for you to work on your leadership and your skills in developing your employees.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gronfen. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.
Bye.